He had been bludgeoned to death with iron bars. It is a barbaric crime and deeply sinful.
Iron bars.
One day we'll have to meet their maker too.
The ones with the great big border lad. He was young and a bit of an age too. When that Agorio crashed into his car, he gave him a good kick as you do. But the Agorio's dad ran the diesel trade. Out here he was, he's a king. And the queen of the king, she lost the rag. She said to be a body friend in a bit bad. Insulted her too. He said, "Now who insulted you?" And he went and bit them black and blue. Before got back to the chieftain too. He bit the wrong man there and he was screwed. Wore got back and 12 mass men. The only time he jumped it was tough to do. The 12 mass men ran riding out and they arrived at his cousin's farm. The lads, they weren't expecting them. They had no time to raise the alarm. They were forced to ring their cousin and their friends. Will you come, there's awful hassle. We need your help down on the farm. We need your help to bring in the cattle. The parson stood round the barn, smoking cigarettes and watching for his lights. When the lad of rifle that surrounded him, he'd no time to turn around. Can you hear your friend scream? His cousins were told. As the evil stone hench moved in for the kill, he pleaded for his life as the bars went down. Oh, it must have been the terrible sound. Iron bars. Up and down his arms and legs, up and down till he was dead. Iron bars went down his head. Up and down his arms and legs, up and down till he was dead. At the funeral service a lady said, "We've dodged the bullet and the bomb for years. We were never afraid of one another. Doors were always open and all that's changed. There's more tension out here than ever." And the master priest addressed the crowd, but he couldn't think of one thing to say that was good. But he said all those with their iron bars, when they would have to meet their maker too. Iron.